The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, look, let's go to Adam. A question without notice, Adam, and I hope I don't catch you on the hop here, but we're fascinated by these local government elections. I mean, Labour Party absolutely smashed in Scotland, where the Scottish National Party pulled off a clean sweep in Glasgow. Glasgow, shipbuilding, used to be a Labour stronghold.
Yes, those days just absolutely appear to have gone, as of the last general election. And yeah, that the Conservative Party could come second and win some seats, mainly along the border region. I suppose it's the odd thing that the rest of us have a Conservative government, but in Scotland, they're the party of opposition. So it's weird how the opposition can come through in these other elections.
But, yes.
Yeah, it's a real turnaround in Scotland, but at the same time, the Scottish Nationalists aren't able to form a majority government.
No.
They need some help from somewhere, and that might ultimately be the Labour Party.
Yeah, Nicola Sturgeon there. And then Jeremy Corbyn's leadership, there's a lot of criticism of it. I note that bloke from the Portsmouth Council saying Corbyn was incompetent and incapable of giving the leadership we need. Very interesting, isn't it, with the Labour in collapse everywhere. And you get this, I thought this bloke was very impressive, this new bloke, the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. He's the Labour candidate.
He does stand out, doesn't he, as a bit of a beacon.
Oh.
Generally speaking, Labour did quite well in the city elections that we've just had, but they're by no means the nationwide council elections. It's difficult to sort of build a proper picture.
Very,
you're right, Sadiq Khan shone through and also had a lot of integrity because it was a really dirty campaign waged against him. All sorts of stuff about him.
Yeah, by David Cameron.
An ear for extremists and so forth.
And so where does this take this Brexit? I mean, that's another issue altogether, I know. The debate is heating up now over defence.
Well, it is. We have 6.5 weeks to go. Can you imagine having that long to a vote? 6.5 weeks. Oh, no, you've got 8, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a long time in politics and in the media. But, yeah, interesting about security, because two former spy chiefs, former heads of MI5 and MI6, David Evans and John Sawers, both argue that leaving the European Union would compromise our intelligence sharing, in contradiction of another former head of MI6 who previously said, only a few weeks ago, that EU membership means open-door immigration and therefore that is a security threat. Mm. The thing is, they might all be right. So where does that leave us?
That's correct. I think you make a very valid point. They might both be right. Well done, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.